week's readings all tell us that status and standing don't matter. The greatest one in time and eternity will come from humble beginnings, from a small tribe. Mary, an unmarried woman from that tribe, tells of her encounter with God in that glorious outpouring you've just heard, the Magnificat. She knows she has been blessed beyond belief. And this week, we now have our four Advent candles alight, only waiting for the Christmas candle in a few days' time. Today's candle completes the ring. The candle of love is added to those for hope and peace and joy. None of those can be fully expressed without the others. Each of them is more brittle, more fragile than we care to admit. And we see that as we look at the news day by day. Peace with little hope, joy or love is so often oppression. Each is a small, smaller, more conditional thing without the others. Not worth a candle, we might say. It doesn't feel worth any major sacrifice. Tension, reservation and suspicion mean that love can't be fully expressed. But in even the best of our human relationships, there are reservations. The problem we then face is that love is absolute. No ifs or buts or maybes. In our relationship with God, we are encouraged to let all those reservations go. To love God unreservedly, without ifs or buts or maybes. And we have learned that this is a risky thing. We've been hurt too often. We've messed things up too often. And we know this in our heads, but we still continue to go round in circles. Despite knowing that those cycles of defence, of blame, are destructive. And we know this even while we continue to blame others, ourselves, the world, the universe. But hopefully, from time to time, we get over ourselves and we realise that this is not all about us. And the joy of late Advent and Christmas detaches from thinking about ourselves. Because if there is one thing which is almost guaranteed to stop any of us in our tracks, it's the birth of a baby. Once the baby has been born, there is something unique about that moment of stillness. It may only be momentary, but the world stands still. It seems very little has changed, and yet everything has changed. It's not the hope or the joy we feel first. It's the peace, the wonder of it all. The work, the birth, is over. And there we are, invited to see the little one. Perhaps we hold them. We look into their eyes, and the world stands. In that well-deserved rest, there is complete peace. And only then do the joy and the hope emerge. they all come together in thankfulness, in awe. And there we are, overwhelmed with love. It's the love which brings all those feelings of peace and joy and hope together, as the world stands still and we stand there, overwhelmed by love. It's slightly different for each of us every year. We ourselves have lost and gained loved ones. The perils of the world and relationships throughout it have changed. Nothing is quite where or how it was last year. But every Christmas, we are invited to be there. Although we are no longer those small, wide-eyed children discovering the story and the music, we still know the same awe, the same wonder, as we ponder the baby whose first bed was a manger. As we approach Christmas in prayer and imagination, may we let God open our hearts and our minds. May we trust God to open the story of the first Christmas to us afresh. As one writer put it, "And this was the moment when a few farm workers and three members of an obscure Persian sect walked haphazard by starlight straight into the kingdom of heaven." May we too make that journey with them.